بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Some people like to see crowds, numbers, and others look towards quality. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. You count the merits and the demerits, you find anything, everything in the world. Talk about gambling, look at the merits and the demerits. Talk of alcohol, وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ, merits and the demerits. But our focus is supposed to be, is Allah Pak happy? Hazrat Shaykh Hind Rahmatullah Ali was imprisoned in his advanced old age in the cold islands of Malta. No other purpose, no other reason but to secure Islam, to see that Muslims prosper. That was the whole ambition. Islam, Muslims must prosper. So that was the wrong they did. And for that, they were jailed in Malta. Numerous other ulama. One morning, the ulama and the company that was with him observed that he was feeling quite distressed. So now the senior people, everybody doesn't have the courage to address them directly. Allah Pak gives them a certain type of an awe that can't just talk to them. And sometimes it is a blessing that they are blessed with that awe. And where that awe comes from, it comes from their concern of the hereafter. As they are concerned about the hereafter, then they will have a certain charisma and awe that will prevail over them. And I say that this sometimes is a blessing as well. Otherwise, people for no valid reason want to come and talk, just to make conversation. So if something valid, something important, it's alright. But now just to make hagai, just to show some familiarity, that's not right. Yes, there's definite work. You want to take dua, you want to benefit from the presence. It's welcome, it's good, it's great, it's praiseworthy. Hazrat Mawlana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Ta'ala blessed him with just a few students. So three of them, one was Mawlana Zafar Ahmad Usmani, that was his student. He groomed him up until he went to Sanpur and graduated. Then the second student Allah Pak blessed him with was Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, from the beginning right till the end. And the third was Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his ta'lim and tarbiyat. So few students, but then these few students, they turned the world around. That you won't find a place where these people's books are not read, studied, appreciated, and their lives are changed. So the concept of publicity, you must get a crowd, or get an audience, that should be shelved. And look for the ingredient of acceptance. Let it not be that people are moved away, they feel indifferent, and we chase them away. We show good mannerisms, good akhlaq, good ways. But the focus must not be the crowd and the people. I see a crowd, then I feel like addressing it. When I don't see the crowd, then I feel down, feel despondent. Sometimes it's in the crowd, one person or two persons, and those two persons, they just turn things around. Look into Mawla Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, and the ones above them, right? So the shaykh that inspired them was the same. He was not known, nobody knows about him. And he just chose one person. And he could hardly communicate, hardly speak nicely. And for some reason, that one person was inspired. And the one that was inspired, he turned the world around. This one person. So the focus must be the acceptance and the happiness of Allah Ta'ala. The structures, etc., that has become the focal point today, we have missed the point. Do we get the crowd? Or the crowds by me are greater, or the crowds by him are greater. And then an alim has an alimana mind. He will say, "Di ubahi bikumul umam." And sabiqu sari'u, he used all these verses to his advantage. So there's no point where you will close this discussion in your mind. No point. So our leading ulama kiram say it very nicely. In masail pertaining to the zahir, then you will refer to the ulama of the zahir, because they spend their lives, they devote themselves to that type of masail. And the masail pertaining to the batin, then you will refer to the mashayikh of the batin, because the whole night and day is about the batin. The only difference is in when it's the masail of the batin and they instructing you, then don't ask why. They told you something, just do it. One person came here, Mulana. So I said, it would look nice if you just cut your hair short. He said, one line. Once, only once I told him. And he came the afternoon, really. And then you can understand now the du'as will just pour out. You just made one ishara. But it looked nice if you just cut your hair short. You would have counted, you know, Zulfa, Wafra, Limma, Jumma, and all these things have come in the hadith. And who are you to come and stop me? He could have said all these stories, he could have said. But he trusted me that I'm going to say him something for the betterment of his deen. And one line was enough. So how does the mind and the heart of the shaykh feel at that time? By isharo se chalne wale hai. Isharo se chalne wale hai. Hazrat ji rahmatullah used to say towards the end of his life, اپنے بنانے میں کسی کو اپنا خاص بنانے میں جلدی نہ کرنا چاہیے. Don't take someone into your intimacy very quickly. You saw the person and you took the person into your intimacy, confidant, etc. You don't know what the future holds for you and for him. Nice looking straight, but he's not on the cause. 70%, 60% he seems to be right, but is he on the same page entirely? He's got a mind of his own. And he's got a mind of his own, later on you'll feel disappointed with the person. And you took him as a confidant, you took him in your intimacy. Then the things just changed, the true colors just appeared after that. The seedling looks so nice and innocent now, right? And then it gets the right exposure, and the venom comes out, the thorn comes out later in time. So you got impressed with the first look, saw the thing so nice, so cute, so beautiful, and you took the thing into your intimacy, and then after that, the real colors appeared afterwards. So this was just running through my mind. It happens, it's human nature. The hadith also says, in some matters, Allah Ta'ala likes khayrat. Yuhibbullah, yuhibbullah. Fi ribati, yuhibbullah. ومن الغيبة ما يبغضه الله. Right? That ghiba, that one is hasad, right? And one is ghairat. So this one ghairat that Allah Pak likes, and one ghairat that Allah Pak doesn't like. So now, when you talk of ghairat, what do you mean? Ghairat is al-ishtiraku al-musharakatu fil muhabbati or fil mahbubi. Al-musharakatu fil mahbub. It's someone that is dear, right? Someone is dear, and you don't want someone to share your love with you. So in one situation, Allah Pak likes that ghairat. So which is the situation where Allah Pak likes it? It's your wife, and if there's someone else interested, fantasizing, then Allah Pak likes that ghairat. Otherwise, you'll become like a white man. White man is like a swine. So one swine is intimate with its partner, the second one is waiting in the line, third one is coming in, fourth one is coming in. They eat that, and they behave like that. So your values are just fall down. You'll eat that, you'll like them, and you'll become like them. Now understand, this is not a small thing, it's a very serious thing. You know, sometimes in the quiet moments, you try and look at the Quran Sharif, right? Verses. So I'm counting about 7 places I'm seeing that Allah Pak doesn't like you to be befriending these type of people, kuffar. لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء من يتولهم منكم فإنه من second ayat, right? لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء إِذْ قَالُ لِأَبِي وَقَوْمِي إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ. You see that? لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Right? You see that? Then again, فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. لَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين كفروا وقالوا لإخوانهم إذا ضربوا في الأرض. Right? So many places. Then again, how many ayahs I counted now? 6. Right? Look at the 7th one. لا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا. You see that? All the verses throughout the Quran Sharif, don't befriending these people. But now, from all these 7 ayats that I've counted, all the ayats of Allah Ta'ala are striking. But this one here, لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, is even striking even more. Striking even more. Understand the ayat, then you will appreciate it. Qazi Bayzawi rahmatullah alayhi, he says, he's a top professor, right? So he can talk. When he says, ظَالِمُ لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, don't incline. Rukul means to incline. What do you mean by incline? Is مَيْلَانٌ يَسِيرٌ. Just a slight inclination. You know, just slight inclination. That's the meaning of rukun. لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. There mustn't be a slight inclination towards who? Towards the ظَالِمُ. Can you see the word? Look at the choice of the word. لَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى. Now, when you say zalimin, who do they refer to? And he's explaining that the zalim refers to 3 classes of people. One is a kafir, right? La tarkanu ila alladhina zalamu. The second is a bidati, mubtadi, right? So let there not be a slight inclination towards the zalim. One is a kafir, one is a bidati, and the third is an asi, a sinner. So let there be not a slight inclination towards the zalim. Right? Now then, inclination, what does inclination mean? Let there not be an inclination towards the zalim. Explain what is zalim, kafir, bidati, or a sinner. Right? But then what do you mean by inclination? Right? So that's my complaint with most people, that they do the cause after that, then the kitab becomes the zinat al-mari, becomes the beauty of the lounge. You know, I studied all these kitab here. You know? All these kitab I studied. You don't refer. Or if they refer to kitabs, then it's only for the bayan. We have to give a bayan in class. Only for some stories here. Yeah. This peer sahab, some exciting stories here, Kitab bayan, kitab. But through that, I ask you, is your ilm increasing? The ilm increases when you look at the book of Allah Ta'ala. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. So, don't they ponder? Don't they look into the Qur'an? Look into the Qur'an and then think. After you got all the statements of the Mufassir, said, I think. What is Allah about? What is this message? He's conveying a message, but what is the message all about? Like now, topmost thing, I don't think there'll be any disagreement in everybody's mind, is material progress. Right? If Mujahid comes and says, you know what, I know, 100% sure, here getting a 30% and with an increment of 15% every year, I ask you, will you ever ignore that? Just make a plan. Just find out that I got that tumble. I like the. I got this gold coins. That's why. Well, just tell me about it. Ask me if you do that. Will there be anybody left here that won't phone you? And find out. Everyone will find out. See how our minds where we are consumed. That just the material growth. That's where our minds absorb. But then the fallacy of this thing is. Now, you look at the downside of wealth, right? Your body is lying here. And throw all the gold, diamonds, everything. Any value. Absolute no value. But our minds are drowned in that. Anyway, coming to this ayat now, that la tarkanu. What's the meaning of not inclining? Slight incline. So there were about six explanations. One explanation is, don't sit around with them. See, there's three class. Kafir, Bidati, or the Siddha. Don't sit around there. Number two, second explanation, don't have love for them. Don't have a liking for them. Third explanation, don't you compromise with them. Right. Number four, the fourth explanation is, don't socialize with them. Right. So it's about, all in all, about six explanations. What's the meaning of rukun? And therefore Imam Ozai says that the worst person, you've got some understanding, but who's the worst? You've got an understanding of deen, but you go to the person of wealth. For your dunya, you go to him. So then obviously, at some point, you are going to compromise. Either in your words, or in your behavior, you're going to compromise. Now you went, alright, even the, you know, this person here, he sells stoves, you know, brand new, top of the range, right? And now, that thing goes normally for 15,000, 20,000, top stove, right? So now, when you went to see him, he welcomed you, and he was watching football, cup final. So, what's going to be your response at that time? Is your response going to be, you know, I'm understanding that this is wrong, this is not the right thing? Or is your response going to be, you know, I have to do a deal here, you know? And I can save 10,000 here. If it's 20, I can give me for 10, but I'm going to save 10. But now, I must have a cover of story to be a little bit lenient with him. You know, well, Bishara is in the deep end, slowly you have to get him out. But what's in the mind? You know, my 10 grand, I need a little bit of compromise. Mulana now, you know how we work and what wages we get and how we need to be, see. So, you know, you don't lose the person also. Be very hard, we lose the person. Not the person, you lose the body. See, that compromising attitude. Oh, that's very, very dangerous. Afdalu kalimatun, afdalu jihadin kalimatu haqqin inta sultan jahid. Leave that influential wealthy person, right? The best jihad, the greatest jihad, you know, youngsters like jihad, right? Jihad. But what is the best jihad? To speak the truth, to speak it as it, in the presence of a very, very mighty ruler. You can chop off your head, no questions asked. He's got that type of might, that type of power. And you don't feel any type of reservation in telling the truth as it were. That's the jihad. So now, you know, if you do maktab work and all that, you know, we do a lot of work now. We need these people here now. You can't train them overnight. So where our mind is going? See that? So لا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلم. Now, let us show you some of our Buzugana Deen and what's the take. Hazreti Rahmatullah Ali, we all speak about it, right? So now, at the age of 82, this is about 3-4 years before he passed away. At that time now, he's a renowned Buzug of the entire world. The whole world is looking at him. 92, he passed away in 92, so around 90 now. Old world is looking at him. Now, you can imagine now what was the level of his spirituality and maqam at that time, everybody's nigah. The Buzugana Deen I saw would go and pay him a visit, would go and see him. As a Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, if he's coming down from India, he'll make it a point to go and visit Hazrat Ali, we are there in Tapir. Make it. So he was at that level. But at that level, then how cautious was he about himself? He says, crying one day, he says, Itminanni. I don't feel the confidence in myself that if I have to sit with a sinner, with a zalim, with a sinner, just for 10 minutes, and I will not be affected. Consider the statement. Just 10 minutes, I will sit with him, and I will not be hurting myself spiritually. I don't feel confident of myself. So you see the level of the fortification, how they fortify themselves, how careful they are. Because it is natural that you associate with someone, then you begin to, his colors begin to rub onto you. Somehow or the other, something discreetly just rubs onto you. You can't say it won't rub onto you. You sit next to fire, if you want, got an effect. You sit by an aircon, you feel cool. So you cannot say that you will sit in the company and you will not feel affected. Hadith says it. You will find those people to be most proud and arrogant who have horses and camels. I'm not pointing at you now. Who keep horses and camels, then you'll find them to be most proud. Right? And the people of humility, people got goats and sheep. So, Hadith saying, see, you're just around them, but you can get affected. Don't you think that I'm true, I'm immune. I went to the Khanqah, I made my Islam, all that. So I'm above board. The type of person, and you must get affected. So a person that is in sin, you must get affected. Person that is righteous, you must get affected. You can't say. But then there'll be a question, alright? The question can be pointed at me, but more about you. All type of people come and see you, then what? It's the truth. People have no beard sometimes, or no topi, nothing, and they come and visit you. So, as Shaykh al-Hadith, as Thami Sabra explains the difference. One is you go to see the person, right? So you will be affected. بِئِسَ الْفَقِيرُ عَلَى بَابِ الْأَمِيرِ. But if he comes to see you, he comes to see you for the betterment of his deen, for a direction in deen. Then when he's come to you for the direction in his deen, then you won't lose out, he will gain. You will not lose out. Because he came muhtaj ban karke aaye. Mustaghni ban karke nahi aaye. He came with ihtiyaj. He came, I need something of deen. So then Allah Ta'ala gives you a fortification, a protection. Otherwise, there's no way that deen will flourish. Deen needs to flourish in all quarters, all places. That's why we find the Tabligh Jamaat now, that you're going for a gush, you see. the Jamaat, we have to see into the lives of the original, Al-Mu'a, Ilyas, etc., etc. You have to see that. So, in the lives of the original, it was such that you're going out for Gush, then there's a great emphasis on Mexico. Look at the floor, look at the ground, and Mexico. Don't look around and don't talk around. So, what was the need to emphasize on the zikr and look at the ground? So that you may not be attracted to the world and its temptations, and you may remain focused, and you can draw the help of Allah Ta'ala. So the whole Jamaat is going. Actually, listen to Mustafa Rahmatullah, he says the Jamaat is going in his day, and whilst the Mutakallim is talking, they are all engaged in zikr. So when they engage in zikr, so now that has an effect on the listener. And if it is, then you go into the person to his shop or to his house, and nobody is engaged in zikr, he says, what a shop he's got, man. See, super rich he's got, supermarket he's got, he's got a mall. How beautiful it is, man. What it is like. So I said, have you influenced him or he's influenced you? So his dunya has definitely got you. You haven't influenced him. So then the struggle is just on the words. Sometimes the struggle is on the numbers. I got more numbers. And sometimes struggle is just on the words. Whose words are more dynamic? So I want to look at the dynamic of the words. I'm not concerned about batin, right? And Hadith says it so cool, clearly, وَلَكِ يَنْزُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. That's the focus of Allah Ta'ala. He looks at the heart. He doesn't look at the dynamics. He looks at the heart. How great is the heart? So the heart is good, that it's going to have that effect. And the heart is not good, it's not going to have that effect. So if our whole focus is the number, or the dynamic of the oratory style, of the programs that I've got, right? If the focus is on that, then you lost out. That's why I say we have to look at these elders, their statements. So there's a lot of things to learn. Now, we look at everything else, WhatsApp, and all that, we look at all that. Then you know, we know what's going on in the world. Right? And I ask you, is that also a type of association or not? You're reading all kuffars, everybody's messages coming in through, and you're reading. I ask you, are you associating with them or not? We're associating, even though it is just a message, but you're reading it. So you're associating. Can you see now you can't get affected? You will definitely get affected. You're looking at them, you're looking at the messages, so you cannot say that you will not get affected. Hazrat is saying this for 10 minutes, and if I'm going to sit with that person there, I'm going to get affected. Are you sitting 1 hour with this type of people, or their messages, and you say, no, I am immune? Then that's exactly what the Jews said, وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. Nothing can hurt us. Our hearts are wrapping us. We are secure, absolutely secure. So, is there the similarity between you and the Jew? Can you understand now why, what was the reason? Now, they, though being the people of the book, but their hearts did not accept the truth. See that? They felt that we are secure. Come on, whatever we do, Abna'ullahi wa ahibba, we are favorite class. We'll, lan tamassar an-nar, can't go into Jannah. Immune. We got our indemnity, we got. Nothing can happen to us. So now, if you're going to have that attitude, I ask you, is there a similarity with the Jew or not? Understand what I'm saying. Is there a similarity or not? Hazrat Imam Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah, showing how these people here, how particular. I used to look at them very carefully. Deoband now, and Nizamuddin is not far. So sometimes a Bakrid or something, you go and spend some days there. The parents also should advise me, go and spend some time. So you look at them and look at them very closely. You see them, they spot on their work. They'll receive you with a lot of muhabbat and kindness, but they spot on, they focus on their work. Not looking to the right, not looking to the left, nothing. Nothing focuses them. As though they are consumed, people that are not living on this planet. They're with us, but they're not with us. They're in a different plane altogether. That's the impression I got. When I should go Sarm or the Sheikh from there or this place. As though they are with us, but they are somewhere else. So consumed. So, Hazrat Imam Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah is accompanying us, Imam Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, to some destination, whatever it was. Look at their minds. And this is where we need to borrow from, where we need to learn from. Now, en route, there was a technical problem in the train. The train stopped, can't move, some technical serious problem. And they announced that the thing will be stuck here for 1 day or something, 1 to 2 days. But they can't move, it's like an isolated spot, they can't move. But the townspeople heard that Hazarji Inamurasan Sahib, Hazarji Moisu Sahib are on the train. Oh, they came rushing, the crowds. And they're pulling them, have a program. So they took them, and Hazma Yusuf Rahmatullahi, you know, he's so consumed in deen, for about 5 nights consecutively, no sleep. No sleep is what. Attending to this one, bayan here, ulama bayan, khas bayan, am bayan, dua, crying, tahajjud, the works, 5 nights. He says, Inamasan Sahib Rahmatullahi says, you know, I never wished to be an orator. I never wanted to be an orator. But that was one day that I liked. I could have been an orator. I could have allowed him to sleep and do his work just for him to be at ease. But can you see what was their mind like? Publicity, oration, crowd manipulation. See, what was their mind like? The mind was totally different. So the only day that came to my heart, that I had been an orator, I could have just covered up for this man and allowed him to sleep. Because we were together, like, you know, from childhood, right till the death. He was there when he passed away. Right from childhood, right till the death, I was there with him. But that was one day I just liked. I could have been an orator, I could have just covered up for him and let him sleep at least for that day. But you see the mind. So these are the things that you need to learn from these people here. Now we leave all these things here. So, bayan here, must get this one here, must get this thing here, get this thing. Right. Kya fayda? Get the dil ko saaf, seedha karo, dil ko saaf karo. See, when we come across the hadith, talking about Abu Zughanuddin, their words, right? So the hadith says, Allah Pak blessed you with the Quran Sharif, and you consider the next person to be better than you, right? Then you haven't respected the Quran Sharif. You are the Quran Sharif, he's a doctor, he's a professor, he's whatever. So now you show regards for him, considering yourself to be lower than him, then you don't know what is meant by the respect of the Quran. The Quran Sharif is the book of Allah Ta'ala. Understand. It needs some level of exclusivity. You can't treat it like any other the book. You will not say the reading from the phone is haram. But is that showing some exclusivity to the Quran Sharif? You got a da'wah, imagine you got a da'wah, or top guest, you know, or top guest. He's a leading Maulana, he's the Prime Minister, all Muslims, Afghanistan, all that, right? You got all on the table, all sitting down to eat, right? I ask you for a moment, that lota that you use in the toilet, right? Will use that lota to feed your guest, your this type of guest. Eh? And if your child gets water or something in that lota and you see him with the corner of the eyes then, will you allow it? But was it haram? Was it napak, najis? But why don't you use that? These are my exclusive guests. And I don't want to be dishonored in them. So the Quran Sharif, I ask you, doesn't it have some level of exclusivity, some respect? So ulama ikram say that when you talk of deen, then at least more than 85-90% is all about adab, respect, etiquette, humility, and the 10% is about the law. The law, 10%, and 85-90% is about the respect, etiquette, and how you're supposed to be behaving. Now you imagine, you know the law, but you didn't learn adab. Will there be the right ambiance in the masjid? We didn't learn it. So then, what will be a difference between the masjid and an entertainment center? Any difference? But now, you don't know too much. You know the basic masalas, but you don't know too much. But you learn the adab. Clean yourself, miswak, no foul smell, clothing is right, behaving right, coming to the masjid with a lot of humility, bowing down, crying to Allah Ta'ala. What is the behavior of that person? He learned adab, he learned etiquette, he learned all that. So now, that whole behavior is totally different. Can you see that? So understand what this Quran Sharif is telling you. What is the adab of the Quran Sharif? What is the adab? You're going to see it totally different. Totally different. You're not going to just take it as an entertainment park. Bring your children and let them behave. Rasulullah's grandchildren also came to the masjid. So what? So you're not going to have that attitude. You would say that is for the ulama to discuss. What is the merits of the hadith? You won't behave and you won't pretend to be an expert. No, I need to behave. My children need to behave. Right? And I ask you, you talk of Rasulullah Pasim, right? Now you allow your children to come to the masjid. They misbehaving. Now, that one child that's misbehaving, I ask you, does it disturb the whole ambience of the masjid? Does it disrupt the attention, the focus of the whole people, whole crowd, everybody? Are they getting disrupted or not? Right? You got a business meeting, all top directors of companies, right? Top meeting. And your child is running around, making a noise. Will you allow that? I mean, that mosquito wing of a mosquito, that you're so respectful, so concerned about that. But the house of Allah Ta'ala, did you show that respect? Now you want the barakat of the masjid. Now, mera kaam banta nahi. Things are not working out for me. But then that etiquette that was required, that adab that was required, and then, so how are you going to get it? And then that element of adab was so great, so great, that Allah Pak says, just raising your voice above the voice of Nabi Sun, and tahbata a'malukum, that all your deeds will get cancelled. And you won't even realize. So how the deeds get cancelled, Buzhwan didn't say, Mu'tahir Al-Bajji says, that, see, you have a motivation to do good, right? And that motivation to do good is all smashed down. You have a resistance to leave evil. Now the resistance that you got, that is smashed down. Before you had the motivation to move, you had the resistance to leave, right? But now the resistance is gone, the motivation is gone, so now you feel thrilled when you hear someone's ghibat, someone's gossip. All these things will be attractive to you. But doing, sitting down, coming early in the masjid, sitting with the Quran Sharif, making some zikr, that doesn't seem so palatable. You know, I only be the friend once in a day, once in 2 days, you know, and meet him. The Quran Sharif, the zikr won't have that attraction. The resistance to leave evil, rebirth, wrong things, wrong messages, etc., that won't be. Now, your resistance is broken. So you find the pleasure in all these type of wrong things. But that is a direct result of you compromising the adab. In every aspect, every your parents' adab. Now you know the masail, but you don't know what it is to show adab. You don't know what it is to show adab, right? So, you don't mind. But why scolding us? What happened to you? Don't you hear these things here? Huh? The child can tell the father, but why are you scolding us? What wrong we did? You got no respect for your child. So that's the type of, but now the child doesn't know too much. My Abba, I must respect him. Let me go and press his feet. He had a hard time. Let me go and rub his head. He doesn't know too much. But he learned the whole adab. So now what we are doing is we're showing the academic minus the adab. That adab is swept out of the child's life. So is he any, does he have any value? No value. So we're talking about Quran Sharif. And you, Allah Pak blessed you, and you consider that person to be more significant than yourself, then you don't have the respect for Quran Sharif. As Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, Muhammad Manzoor Nomani, Ali Miyal, used to come to the markabs. So, on one occasion, Manzoor Nomani Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, had come in. So, as Muhammad Ilyas Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, let me share one story with you. Don't you feel brightened and oh, stories of a Buzhwan didn't come up. See the lifestyle, see what was in their mind. Allah Pak accepted them. Like I said, Ilyas Sahib, the Sheikh of the two people, Yahya got, and they changed the whole world. What must be the level of the ikhlas? They say about Ilyas Sahib, he couldn't speak well. There's to be a stammer in his speech. But now that man's figure, he's crying, he's ikhlas, what was it? He turned the world. You look at his statements, you can't understand it so well. Right? But then what was in this man here that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to say, aapse kaam liya jayega? What was in this man? So there was something else. They worked too much on the body. They worked and they worked. They smashed it down. Smashed the nerves. They went to the sheikh. They made the fana of themselves. And then Allah approved them up. When they made fana, when they annihilated that ego of theirs. Fana means annihilate, that ego, my thinking, my understanding. Subjected to these people. And then see what happened. So that's the only way that I find. Because it's like a seesaw concept. You press on one side and you go up on the other side. See, you press your nafs, smash it down. Wa nafsin wa ma sawwaha. Qad aflaha man zakkaha. So Ilyas Sahib is telling Mawla Manzoor Sahib Umani rahmatullah alayhi. We must say Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi. So, but Sahaba Kiram, we don't say all these words. Yeah. Sahaba Kiram, we won't say these words. Yeah. We don't say Hazrat Mawlana Haji Abu Huraira radiyallahu alayhi. Do you say that? We don't say that. There's a reason why we don't say it. Because the respect, their respect is already secured. Their respect is already secured. Nobody is going to interfere with their respect. Unless it's a Shia, the Divid. It's a different thing. But after that, then we have to use these titles to impress ourselves and to impress the crowd. That, see, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Right? See all the titles that we give. Why? To impress ourselves. We lose respect as well. We won't recognize the good that they have done. His great granny would see him and say, "Kya baat hai Mauli Ilyas? Jab aapko dekhti hoon, to mujhe sahaba yaad aa jaate hain. When I see you, I think of the sahaba kiram. You look like a sahabi." Now, she got nothing to do with the world, but she sees the man and she sees a sahabi. So there must have been some level of adab in these people. Too much of adab, crying to Allah Ta'ala. Humility must have been too great for them to be like this. But now that had permeated the heart. And that's what Allah Pak wants. So he's talking to Mawla Manzoor Sahib Nu'mani rahmatullah alayhi. And he says, there was a king, he had one son. Successor to the throne, what you don't want for your child? What you don't dream of your child, right? So he sent him to an alim, teach him deen. Now he's teaching him. And that alim is making all the day. I'm teaching him by night, by the morning. He's forgotten everything. Hadithul layl tamhuhu an-nahar. Hadithul layl tamhuhu an-nahar. I'm teaching him at night, by the morning everything is wiped out. Teaching him at night, everything is wiped out. Carried on, teaching, trying, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Nothing doing. He's not making any headway with this child. So he said, "Hey, you know, I'm in the service of the king. After some time, the king may realize that this child, I haven't taught him anything. Let me give him a full report as what's going on." For about 4 or 5 months, he went and explained to the king, "See, this child is not catching on. I'm trying by night, by day, morning, evening, but this child is not just taking on. I'm showing you respect, adab. That adab is here. May you azim sha'air Allahi fa'innaha taqwa al-qulub." See, that get that heart right. So we are working all on the dynamics, the structures. For the heart, nobody's working, nobody's interested. Not that the structures are not important. Otherwise, if you don't do the structure of namaz, I say the namaz will be valid. But if the concern is just the structure and not worried about the heart, then you lost out. So anyway, he gave a full report to the king. "I tried on this child here, 4 or 5 months passed. I don't want to give you a false story, but he doesn't just have it. Can't." So the king said, "See, your work is only to teach. Your work is not, I didn't ask you to make him an alim. That's not within your reach. Yes, you must try, that's all. I don't want you to do anything beyond it. Try. If it's in his taqdeer, you'll get it. If it's not in his taqdeer, then you have done your duty. I don't want anything more than that." So anyway, he put him through the motions, one kitab, second, sarf, nahu, and then tamreen, and whatever, you know. Finish all the kitabs. And now, because the king doesn't have any expectations, he knows the child cannot grasp. So no, I finished all, went through all the syllabus, all the kitabs. Now the king called for a grand, grand dawat. Big dawat now. "Hey, my child now is complete to the whole course. Let me have a big dawat for him." Now, I don't mean to run down anybody, right? You know, sometimes people take it as a personal attack. Please, don't take it as a personal attack. Take it with an open mind. Let me digress first a little bit, then I'll come back to the story. So the king had a Buzrug as a friend, a very personal friend, great friend. Everything is consulting with him. Now, the king has launched a massive dawat. All the notables, the seniors, his advisors, all called to the dawat. So all the conglomerates, the corporates, everybody is the dawat. Now, with all these people there, he didn't call that Buzrug. That was his man that was intimate, man that was his confidant. He didn't call him. So for a moment the Buzrug felt, alright, maybe it was not appropriate for me, whatever, he thought about it. So the king got to him one day, says, you know, I had the grand dawah, I called all these people here, but I didn't call you. So don't take it personally. He said, because what happened? Mere kutti ke yahan pille paida hue. You know, the English word sounds very, very wrong. A female dog, you know, right? So, translated in English, it doesn't sound right. A female dog had some pups, you know. So, maine dunya ke sab kutte ko bula diya. I've invited all the dogs of the world, people that are chasing. 100 to million, billion to trillion. So, when this thing had given some pups, so all the dogs of the dunya, I called them. Grand dawah, the lady dog for them. Lekin jab mere yahan bachcha paida honge, mere yahan bachcha paida hoga, to phir inko nahi bulaunga, aapko bulaunga. But when I get a child of my own, then I'm not going to call all these people, I'll call you then. But you see these people's ratings. You see these people, you see that heart. Can you see the heart? You can see the color of the heart. Just in this story, you can see the color of the heart. So anyway, coming back to the story. So he got a grand, big dawat. Grand style. 50 calls for everybody. Now, everybody seated to the places. The king and then his ministers, and, you know, according to their position, they are seated. So in the midst of it now, the highlight, you know, the jalsa is a highlight of the jalsa. So now the highlight. So for the highlight, he called his son, come and give a few words. Now, he can only say a few words if something was registering here. Nothing registering there. So how is he going to get the few words? So he says, okay, I don't know anything. So now, never mind, just say a few words, whatever you know. So, off the cuff, he remembered one masala of the woman's monthlies, you know. Like, imagine a big dawat carrying on there. And the only masala that struck him was a woman. So, with the persuasion of the king, he gave it. The king cried with happiness. With happiness he cried. This is the best day of my life, crying with happiness. He says, even if I had to give this whole kingdom of mine, and 10 times over, and my child could have only learned one masla of deen, that's more than what I can bargain for. You see this Quran Sharif, he learned the Quran Sharif, and he couldn't someone else, considered someone else to be superior, then he hasn't shown respect to them. Now this king, as whatever he was, but he understood the meaning of respecting the Quran, what it is. See, and these tears wouldn't have come out of his eyes. If he hadn't had that love, the respect of the Quran, it wouldn't have flowed. It flowed because he had that love. See. Now, this is what I'm saying, that this age and time, what we are looking at, we look at oratory style, we're looking at crowds, we're looking at publicity, we're looking at how many hits we got on our side. That's all our glass. We're not looking at the batin. How good is the batin? Are we refining, correcting? And then the Quran is always talking about the refined. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى, right? After about 10 oaths, وَشَّمْسِ وَدُوَهَا, look at it, about 10 oaths, and قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّى. 10 oaths more. Cleanse this thing. Get this thing right. Get this thing right. Get this thing right. Get the heart right. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا is not about taksir, it's about husni amal. Muhammad Ashraf Sahib, Tami Sahib Rahmatullahi, he says in one place that people consider this part of righteousness, completing of the zikrs or wazifas, as important as it is, but akhlaq is also equally important, if not more important, right? If this is important, then good values, good ways, in your personal capacity, public capacity, within your family, the outside, right? That good values, if you got it, right, that is equal, it's equal to your zikr, etc. Right? Now people just go on one side, and this side, good qualities, good values, they don't have it within themselves, the families are complaining, the children are being neglected, and it's alright, I'm completing my zikr, I'm doing all that, it's enough for me. Whereas, now look at it, that inner self and the purification, the correction is so important, and disregarding is so, so destructive. You disregarded it, that woman is tahajjud guzar, doing all her zikrs and all that, but she's harassing her neighbors, hiya finnar. So what was short in her? Amal was short in her. What was short in her? No akhlaq, she didn't have the value. And because of not having that value, hiya finnar. So the thing that will secure and protect your amal is your good values. And the value, may you azdim sha'a'ir Allah if inna min taqwa al-qulb, comes from the heart. Can you see that? And on the other end, look at it. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As, spending the night with him, I don't see anything great in him. Just when his eyes open, he's namaz, sunnahs and all he reads. But when he gets up, he makes a little bit of zikr, he carries on, sleeping. Right? That doesn't mean you must leave out your tahajjud there. So, when he did the discovery, what was the additional thing in Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu? I was wondering who was this sahabi. Somebody said that article was Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu. And he is promised the Jannah. And Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As is going to do the investigation. What this man is doing 3 days consecutively, Nabi Sam is saying, this man has secured his Jannah. So what is he doing? So I see, spend the night there reading namaz. It's alright. Right? No, I don't see him standing up for lengthy rakats. Not that he's not doing his tahajjud, but not lengthy rakats. When his eyes open, he's making some zikr. Now, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As says, you know, I had no problem with my father. I asked you to house me. But I heard this from Nabi Sam directly, that you are a jannati. So what are you doing? No malice, no jealousy for any Muslim. No malice, no jealousy. He's got some prosperity, mashallah. He's got some wealth, mashallah. So I got no malice in my heart, no type of jealousy in my heart. Okay, why has he got this? Why haven't I got it? He is getting so much of name and credit, I'm not getting the credit. He's getting all the publicity, I'm not getting the publicity. People talk about him, they don't talk about me. Yeah, they don't know how he was in the madrasa. He was in the madrasa, he didn't do his homework. Class time he's sleeping away. Sometimes he's snoring away. So they don't know about him, I know about him. So you have to run him down. Why? Because you see that he's getting the publicity. But now all these things, then what is indicating towards? Okay, by dil ko saaf karo. Get that heart right. Get that heart right. Then you'll see Islam will prosper. Now we're doing the body work, and I don't see again that the body work is not important. Like I say, namaz, and you didn't do the body work, would that namaz be valid? Would your intention was right, the ihsan was, kifiyat was right, but there was no body work, would that namaz be right? That body work is important, but equally important is get that ihsan right. Because your rating will be proportionate to the ihsan. How well you did it. Postures, the istihzar, the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all that was in your mind, right? So the rating is proportionate to that. It's not just the show. Not the voice, not the show, not the publicity, not the crowd. All these things doesn't count with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll just end up Umar Sahib Palpuri, rahmatullahi, you know, the sincerity. Out of the 60s, you know, this Algeria and all these countries here, so they got the independence. Hazrat Ji Yusuf Lava gave some beautiful insight, beautiful sight. So he sent his Jamaat, Umpan Sahib, go and cover those countries. So now he's doing that country, whether it was Tunis or whether it's Algeria. So made an announcement, nobody sat for the announcement. After that, nobody sat for the bayan. So what do you want, person sat? So Mullah gave the 3-hour bayan. So Mullah went to shake him. He discovered that man was deaf. But now look at these people's sincerity. Why? Unke dil ko dekho. He gave him the 3-hour bayan, one man. Anyway, so they completed that whole chakkar of that whole, you know, Algeria, Tunis, all that, right? Now they had to come back. When they came back, they came to the same masjid. And that whole masjid was flourishing, choking out Musallis. So we went to find out what happened. So now, you know, that deaf person, you understood that he was deaf, so you wrote the whole bayan down. When you wrote that bayan down, he circulated the whole thing. So, is admi mein kya cheez thi, bhai? That struck everybody. What was it? Volunteers? Allah, I'm to feel the same.